So did you figure out what vote means and mail and...
Oh, yeah. So my dad came across a page that was saying how you could cheat on phony in voting if you went to absentee vote.
I don't think you can phone in it.
That's what I thought.
He had
read somewhere online that somebody was saying, this is how people will be cheating. And I thought, because you would just find out, you know, if you vote early and you don't have to show identification and you could say you're someone else and you vote and then you go vote as yourself. And so he was saying, how could it work out where someone could actually cheat to vote, either through mail or to phone it in? But I thought, when you do it through the mail, you have to sign up in person ahead of time to say that I will be absent to get the mail thing to you to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fill it out, you sign it, and you send it in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And by the way, I've never voted absent.
I have not either.
Yeah.
So, but this was a question about how easy would it be to do it that way. And I was thinking that no matter what, you had to literally sign something ahead of time to prove that you were going to be absent.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to vote today, I would go to the courthouse, show up in person.
Yes.
Do I show a driver's license to vote? Or do I say who I am and where I live?
Your streetwalker card that you
have. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Well, it was the shirt that gave it away. As soon as I walked in, they went
straight. I think there's going to be some sort of voter ID.
And that's what I thought, but... Mm-hmm. They say that not every place you go, you have to pull out your driver's license. When I go to vote on the regular voting day, I walk in and they say, hey, Karen.
Yeah.
So they know me when I walk in.
Right.
If they don't know me, do they ask for my driver's license?
They will ask your name.
Yeah.
And they will say, hey, who are you? And then I have had people ask me for my address or for my driver's license.
And that's right. I'm saying it would be awful hard to walk in the same place or in each place. And then, you know, just pick a house that maybe nobody lives in and say, I live at blah, blah. But you still have to have a paper in there that you are a person in that area.
Yeah.
And you live at this address and have it show up. So I don't believe it's as easy as some places on the internet might make you think that it is to cheat.
Right. And folks, despite the claims of one of our presidential candidates that there's widespread cheating and voting and blah, 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 blah. It happens, but it's fair. I mean, it is minute, not enough to have an impact on an election. And the talk about, boy, there's people who are on the voting register who are dead and moved away. Yeah, that's happened in every county.
Yeah.
But they don't vote.
Yeah.
You know? And if they do, do people maybe having moved from Jacksonville to Florida, perhaps, might they still vote in Jacksonville? But yeah, sure.
And then turn around and vote there as well?
I don't think can do that.
And see, and I was thinking that you have a driver's license in one state, not in 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, where you live and your residence is your driver's license, that's where you register to vote. Without the license in a specific state, you cannot vote in that state, I would think so.
I have the ultimate confidence in our voting system, the clerk's office here, because I know how hard they work in trying to keep all this up to date. And it's not easy.
They do not ask for an ID in Illinois. You just tell them who you are and what your address is, someone said. So,
well,
if they don't know you, I would think that. But your name, don't you have to sign as soon as you walk in there? And, you know, I say Karen Zink, and they say you vote over here, and then they give me a little piece of paper, and I sign it.
And they compare it with what the signature was before.
The signature is already on there. So unless I'm looking right at it, copying it, you know, I would think that that's part of being a judge. You're watching the person come in and how they sign their name and all that stuff. So.
And you want to think about a thankless job. That's a thankless job.
Working
13 hours.
Well, yeah, 13.
I say 13. It's longer than that because they got to show up to set up. They got to tear down, bring it back in, turn it over, and go.
And again, the people in ours, I think I knew all but maybe one of the judges last year when I, last spring, whenever I voted last. It would have been recently, I'm sure, but it's I don't know, if they cannot? Is it against the law to ask for an ID? I would think that would
no,
be
no,
a
I've, I've, and again,
ID.
I don't
walk in with your ID in your hand and say, look, I'm proud to vote. Here
I have had an ID. That's been requested of me.
I thought I had, too. But
does it happen every time? No.
No.
Because a lot of times they know who I am.
Because the people that are usually the judges live in that area, too,
mm-hmm.
aren't they? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, not always, but sometimes, yeah.
But, okay. So if you feel like somebody's cheating, show your ID when you walk in. There you go. Nobody's using your name, darn it.
Yeah, what name would you pick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would have to know, well, my neighbor is not going to vote. I'm positive. We've already talked about it. So I'm going to go vote as them. And then I'm going to go back and vote as myself. I mean, that would be, if you knew how voting works with the whole electoral thing, we're kind of out of it almost. I just got into that just a few years back. And
it's confusing.
Wow. You have to really get into it to understand how that all works.
And all this is done, too. And the reason the Electoral College is set up the way it is because it doesn't allow places like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York to control all the elections. Do they control a big chunk of it? Yeah, because that's where the population is.
And that's another thing about Illinois, reading people's thoughts on splitting up and... Yeah. There's 9 million voters out of 12 million in the whole state living up there.
Mm-hmm.
They should make the ideas for the entire state. And jeepers. My vote counts, darn it. I'm going to vote.
I'm going to vote no matter what.
I'm voting.
If somebody told me later on, hey, we didn't even count your vote. I don't care. I'm still going to vote.
I did it, and I'm going to feel good about it because I tried to educate myself on what I wanted to bring there. So.
Talk to somebody from a different country who doesn't get to vote. And you get a much different feel.
I'd like to talk to a woman back in 1910 and see what they went through just to be able to do what I can do and not even think anything else.
Yeah, even wearing your street worker.
It's that neon peach or something. Hey, were we supposed to give away a ticket real quick?
If you want to.
Or you want to do this with Bob every day for the next...
Well, that's fine. Okay, I'll do four right now. 243-4351. And are giving away tickets to the St. Louis Stompers performance. The tickets are $15, so these are nothing to sneeze at. Give me a call at 243-4351. I'll take the first four callers, put your name on the back of these tickets, have them waiting for you up front. Here's caller number one. Yes, would you like tickets?
I sure would.
All right, what's your name?
Peggy Clayton.
Peggy, we'll have it waiting for you here at the station, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
And this is for November 20th, 1:30 to 4:30.
Thank you for filling in the details at Hamilton's. Yes, would you like a ticket?
Yes, I would.
All right, what's your name?
Sherry Spencer.
All right, Sherry. I probably misspelled your first name, but we have a ticket waiting for you here, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Notice how she didn't try to correct me. She knew I misspelled it. Yes, would you like a ticket?
Sure would.
All right, who's this?
Neil Mall.
All right, Neil, we'll have it waiting for you here at the station.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. I can't wait to see these people. I know part of them.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
That's selfish. Yes, your name, please.
Glenda Eldridge.
All right, Glenda, we'll have it waiting for you here at the station.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right.
That makes up for the days we forgot.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here playing with them as I'm talking to you, too.
I thought about it, and you had them in your hand yesterday. I looked right at it, and we still kept on talking. So.
Performance is on Saturday, November 20th, 1:30 to Sunday, November 20th, 1:30 to 4:30 at Hamilton's. Ken Bradbury is your master of ceremonies. David Zink and a bunch of other guys get up and blow horns.
That's
and
right.
All of it's for the Heart of Jacksonville downtown Santa Claus program. The tickets are $15 each.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good time.
I will.
All right.
Believe me.
All right.
I won't be here. Does that sound bad? Oh, I won't be street walking either.